I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Again, we are here to present with another episode of A Muslim Lady, where we have been discussing so many important issues regarding Muslim lady. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me in the studio, my wife, Razia Batul Najafi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Mr. Masumi, we all know that women are known to be very emotional, yeah? And that is one of the blessings of Allah, yes. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's really good. It's a blessing. But in some situation, definitely they have to control, they have to limitize this beautiful blessing of Allah. So what are some ways, any tips to take control of emotion, how she can use this beautiful bounty of Allah in a right way?
When it comes to the emotions, because human being overall is emotional, yeah, generally speaking.
Exactly, yeah.
Men and women both, they are emotional. They express their emotions when they become happy, when they become upset, when they feel something, you know, very astonishing. So they show, they express their emotions, which is a very positive thing. But in some areas, expressing your emotions, showing your emotions is not good for your, you know, the tarbiyah of children, the relationship between you and your husband and your family members, or maybe the relations between the family or society members also. So we should know where we should express our emotions and where we should hide and control the emotions. For example, when it comes to the positive things between wife and husband, we have to express, appreciate, express our emotions. For example, if a husband buys a gift to his wife, wife should show the emotions, the appreciation, yeah? Vice versa, if wife does good thing, husband should appreciate and show the emotions.
That is the healthy way.
Likewise, to our children also, if our children do good things, they do their homeworks on time, so we should show the emotions toward them. Yeah, we should show them that we are happy, we are satisfied with them.
Expressions are very, very important, and it has also reward.
Yeah, it plays a very vital role in, you know, relationships, especially between wife and husband. As we say, whatever happens between you, if you express, Islam also emphasizes on this, expressing your love towards your wife.
We
have heard so many ahadiths from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So expressing our emotion is very important. But in some areas, we have to control our emotion. Yeah.
You know why? I'm thinking that, you know, like the way you have water is a very big blessing and favor from Allah. But the same water, you know, we have to consume it in a limit, and we need it the way we need it. We have to use it. If it comes more than our need, then there's a flood. You know, this water can kill us. This water can just drown us. The same way emotions are beautiful, we need it. But when I'm becoming more emotional, then I'm using less my intellect. When I'm using less my intellect, maybe I'm talking more, nagging more, complaining more. Maybe I'm crying in a wrong place, you know, where I shouldn't use my tears. You know, the tears are very, very valuable. You know, I can use it in the way of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when I'm having making whisperings to Allah when I'm praying namaz, not just for my, you know, little worldly desires. So I feel when I'm not controlling, when I'm just crossing the limits in using my emotions, I'm first of all, I'm damaging myself, you know, because I'm the listener. I'm listening myself. You know, if I say something bad, yeah, if I'm talking a lot,
complaining a lot.
So that comes straight away to myself. Yeah. Number one is
on
myself.
Yourself.
Exactly. Then automatically the others and the environment. This hadith, which says Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has a beautiful place and a palace in Jannah, and which is, you know, a very outstanding palace inside the Jannah. So when Prophet asked that for whom this palace is, so the reply was that it is for masjunoon, like the people, they kept themselves in prison. Prisons, yeah, like I'm not prisoners, I will go to this palace in Jannah. What kind of prison? The prison means I'm keeping my tongue, my emotions, my desires, masjunoon. I'm keeping my tongue in control and my stomach also, because, you know, we have that kind of shahwa to eat everything, to talk whatever comes in my mind. So this is kind of brake. You know, if your car has a brake, your brake is working, that means you're safe in the road. The same way, if your tongue is in your control, for example, and other desires, that means you are safe in your relationship between husband and wife. Yeah.
Speaking about the emotions, you know, we have a lot of emotions, so many kind of emotions like anger, happiness, or disappointment. So we can talk and speak a lot about these each and specific topic. So like, for example, controlling your anger. You know, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so many times, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. The people who control their anger, they have a very high status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to control your emotions, first of all, the very bad quality all the human beings they have is anger. And anger destroys so many good relations. So we have to control this anger. And in controlling anger, it needs so many practical tips.
Yeah. And you know, because we are talking about the Muslim lady, I think because for ladies, this area is a very difficult zone to control their tongues, you know, because when person is angry, most of the time he's using his tongue, he's talking, you know, less people, they just throw the things, you know, and just quiet. No. But when you are talking and we as a women, we talk more, therefore, if we keep quiet, if we control our tongue, our reward would be higher, especially in using the tongue and emotions. And I would love to give some tips for women, especially I really want to fix the roots and the cause of anger. Yeah. Because, you know, I have to check myself, me as a wife, as a mother, yeah? When and how I get angry, that is the solution. That is the remedy. For example, I get angry when my kids, for example, they don't listen to me. Yeah. So I have to reset my mindset. Why they have to listen to me? How much they have to listen to me? How much expectation I have from my kids? You know, sometimes I have more expectation. Sometimes they are in tired and angry mood and I'm having expectation from them. If I check the roots and the causes, I can easily, 90% maybe I can fix myself. And then the other wrong mindset is that I'm thinking that if my kids or my husband, is, for example, listening to me in this era, then I'll be happy to them. Then I can do good to them. Otherwise, not. So my dealing is sharti, like with conditions. Like if, and that kind of if sometimes kill us. So it's so difficult to love them, to don't get angry unconditionally. So there's no any condition.
Yeah,
whatever
this
they
is
do.
Almost impossible, yeah. Especially nowadays.
Yeah. Some great ulamas and some great people, they have done it. And we have to do it. Like we can get upset from inside. And we shouldn't show. We are upset and we can ask Allah, Ya Allah, guide me and guide them. You know, that kind of anger is comes.
Dear listeners, we will take a very short break. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
I love the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, whenever you feel anger, just shut your mouth. And for every shutting your mouth and controlling your anger, you will get one gift from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
As you said, you know, when we use our emotions, we use less our intellect, our brain. So it reminds me the beautiful saying of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, "Man lam yamlik ghadabahu, lam yamlik aqlahu."
Beautiful.
Whoever cannot control his anger, he cannot control his intellect. Means he does not have the intellect and brain.
It's from Imam Sadiq alayhi
salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
Wow. Allah.
Yeah, beautiful hadith. So
I love him.
When we control our anger and control our emotions, then we can use our intellect more. And when we will use our intellect, definitely, then everything will be under control, under our control. Then we will not give more chances to destroy our relationship.
I love this hadith. إِذَا تَمَّ الْأَقْلِ نَقْسَ الْكَلَامِ. If there's more aql, you're more intellectual, you speak less. One. And when you said this hadith, وَنْ لَمْ يَمْلِكْ غَضَبَهُ لَمْ يَمْلِكْ أَقْلَهُ. Yeah?
Yeah.
أَقْلَهُ, yeah?
Yeah.
So at the same way, one more hadith, it says that if you don't have control on your tongue, then you cannot have control on the heart of the people.
Yeah,
yes, especially your husband, your kids. So we want to rule, you know, we want to be a queen and princess of the heart of our spouses or our children. We really want them to listen to us. But we are not listening to ourselves, listening to our emotions. You know, I have to listen means control. If I'm controlling my tongue, my emotions, then I can control, you know, and have control of others' heart in my
head. So the main key in controlling your anger is controlling your tongue. It reminds me another hadith that, you know, if you speak less, means you will not have so many diseases. Diseases means our akhlaqi diseases, our moral problems. So this is a beautiful tip again to control your anger and control your tongue. So we can speak a lot about controlling your tongue, how you can control and what happens if you control your tongue. Yeah.
We were blessed with so many sayings of Masumin alayhi salam. Thank you so much, Mr. Masumi.
Yeah, thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. Each and every single hadith enlightens us. It gives so much noor in our hearts. I hope our dear listeners also enjoying these beautiful ahadith of Aimma alayhim as-salam as we both enjoy while discussing.
Alhamdulillah.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trust. trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.